Gain spiritual strength through prayer, January 13. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. NKJV. Because the life of Jesus was a life of constant trust, sustained by continual communion, his service for heaven was without failure or faltering. Daily beset by temptation, constantly opposed by the leaders of the people, Christ knew that he must strengthen his humanity by prayer. In order to be a blessing to people, he must commune with God, from him obtaining energy, perseverance, steadfastness. The Savior loved the solitude of the mountain in which to hold communion with his Father. Through the day he labored earnestly to save men, women, and children from destruction. He healed the sick, comforted the mourning, called the dead to life, and brought hope and cheer to the despairing. After his work for the day was finished, he went forth, evening after evening, away from the confusion of the city, and bowed in prayer to his Father. Frequently he continued his petitions through the entire night, but he came from these seasons of communion invigorated and refreshed, braced for duty and for trial. Are the ministers of Christ tempted and fiercely buffeted by Satan? So also was he who knew no sin. In the hour of distress he turned to his Father. Himself a source of blessing and strength, he could heal the sick and raise the dead, he could command the tempest, and it would obey him, yet he prayed, often with strong crying and tears. He prayed for his disciples and for himself, thus identifying himself with human beings. He was a mighty petitioner. As the Prince of Life, he had power with God, and prevailed. Those who teach and preach the most effectively are those who wait humbly upon God, and watch hungrily for his guidance and his grace. Watch, pray, work, this is the Christian's watchword. The life of a true Christian is a life of constant prayer. He knows that the light and strength of one day is not sufficient for the trials and conflicts of the next. Satan is continually changing his temptations. Every day we shall be placed in different circumstances, and in the untried scenes that await us we shall be surrounded by fresh dangers, and constantly assailed by new and unexpected temptations. It is only through the strength and grace gained from heaven that we can hope to meet the temptations and perform the duties before us.